Summer in the City has a great story. Did your brother help contribute lyrics to that?
Yes, he did.
How did that come about? Was that a poem or what was it?
It was a song.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark had a song and he played it for me and it had this terrific release, this B section. And so I ended up saying, look, I'm going to take out the beginning of this and do something else, and then it'll be more surprising when we get to this "But at Night It's a Different World" part. Mm-hmm. And so that ended up being my intro ended up being the verse. His chorus was intact, and then Steve Boone had this fragment that ended up being that little middle section to which we added traffic and such.
I interviewed Roger McGuinn a number of years ago, and he talked about running into you on the streets of Greenwich Village. And Greenwich Village was just hopping with music, right?
It was wall-to-wall. It was wall-to-wall, and it wasn't just in clubs. When the clubs closed, you'd end up at somebody's house, passing a joint, singing songs.
Woodstock. You were a solo performer at Woodstock. You want to talk about your experience?
I was there as an audience member. Just was on stage because all my friends were backstage, and there wasn't really security because that era hadn't really come. It hadn't come up.
Yeah.
The superstardom thing was still bubbling under. And so everybody was very much walking around, and I just ended up on stage at a point when they had to stop because there was rain, and I was sitting with Michael and underneath this, I guess it was some kind of awning or something, and he said, yeah, what we need is a guy to hold them with an acoustic because we can't put the electric stuff on the stage until the water gets swept off. I'm agreeing, I'm shaking my head. Then I turn, I realize he's looking at me. So,
and you're the guy. Yeah.
I guess I was that.
That's
day.
Very cool. You know, maybe people may not, or maybe they do remember, I certainly do, the Welcome Back Cotter theme. Do you ever get tired of singing that or talking about that? How did that whole thing develop?
Well, it was a very straightforward thing where my manager knew a producer who called him on a kind of a spontaneous thing saying, you know, I have to find a access to John Sebastian because I have this TV theme and this TV show and it needs a theme, but it's got to really be like a New York sounding thing. And my manager could say, well, coincidentally, I started managing John 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And so sometimes the stuff is just aligning the right way. I had a very nice meeting with all Brooklynese people.
Yeah.
I'm from Manhattan, so we spent the first half hour just like insulting each other. And then by the next day, I had the tune.
That's so cool. John, do you still perform at all around New York, or do you get out and about? I mean, no.
Please, I'm out almost every other weekend. You're hitting me at a time when I'm actually June and July are pretty quiet, but I'm using the time to work on an album with Arlen Roth, and there's another project going called Jug Band Giants that me and Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldor have been cooking up. I think that'll happen maybe this fall. And, of course, me and David Grisman continue to tour, and I continue to do just the one guy, one guitar, hour and a half with John kind of a show.
John, I greatly appreciate you calling into the show, and thank you so much. I've always idolized you and your music, and it's an honor. Thank you.
Kyle, I really appreciate your interest and those of your listeners.